Continuing the sugya of Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Are you on or off?
We should be on.
I think we should be on. Maybe we can get me the Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos. We have discussed an issue of, thank you so much, of do you follow the majority or do you apply the principle of a halacha but kula kula nefesh achar harov? So I guess we should really start back in the classical sources for this. And one of the classical sources is Shut Pinyan Tzion. So you may turn to this page first before I lose it. I don't lose this. Turn to the page first and then we'll come back to this later. Now we have it. The very important shura. It's called the Binyan Siyan. I don't think we saw this. I had a mind to show it to you. I don't think we ever really saw it. Yeah, because it didn't come on the screen. That's my recollection. But since today's a good day, let's take advantage of all the things we haven't been able to see the last few days. Okay. Complicated sugya. About a woman has to use birth control, moch, which is a positive prohibition. So the Gemara has in Masechta Yevamos, we learned this a couple of years ago, says there, Shom Epsoam Hashem. Shom Epsoam Hashem. The question becomes, what will happen in a situation in which there's a real danger, not just a remote possibility, a significant possibility that they will actually be dangerous. What do you do in that kind of a case? Oh, watch this. Afa gab the klal b'yodeinu, the enoch adava om tei pikuach nefesh, ben ochem pikuach nefesh achar arom, ze davka b'yesh vaday sakonas nefesh lefoneinu, kegon, v'nofel ol av agal, yos choshin afil the miyuta de miyuta. It's a small chance, maybe it's a small chance, that he may be in danger, a small chance you can save him, a small chance that he's Jewish, a lot of small chances, doesn't matter. Don't follow the rule. Avol b'sha'ato ein kan pikuach nefesh, rak sheyesh lochosh l'sakona habor b'zeh, later, then, azdina b'saruba, k'molini surah. Amazing chiddush here in Pinyan Tzion. V'yim lo kein, eich muta leirud l'yam v'los l'midbar, shem ha'adrom sh'tzvich l'hodos al sh'nitzolu, איך מוטל דה חתחיל לכנוס סכנה לבל נשמעת מן שם שוחרם אלא כוחו כיוון ועושה שור שהולך עדיין לא לקה סכנה הולך נחר הרוב ראי על זה רוחס למד גימל this we spoke about already a while ago אפילו נוחש כוח על הכיוון או לא יפסיק לא שונה על הנוחש אבל אקרו פוסק פיר שרם פיר שמשנייס פרנטנורה כיוון דה נוחש אין הנושת ברוב הפעמים אבל אקרב שמנהוגו לנשוך תמיד, פוסק. ולא יקשמה בכך שהנוחש אין הנוח של ברוב הפעמים, הרי אין הולכם פיקוח נאו של הרוב, אלא הכרח דיין נתן. כיוון דקיין, אין כאן סקונס תפושס, נאו, כמה דרבונן, and back to the sugya of moch. עד כאן ברוב הקדוש. לפי אני הזדהיתי, זה very שוור בורט, And if he's quoting Shom Epsom Hashem, we all have Gemara Shabbos in front of us. Let's take a look at the Gemara Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chof Tes Amud Beis, I believe it is. Kuf Chof Tes Amud Beis. That phrase is quoted. It is quoted. Take a look at the Gemara though. The question whether you're allowed to let blood at a certain time of the calendar, it's what's called Mazal Madin. This seems to be a little bit dangerous. So the Gemara says, Kevan, it's about the 12th line. Kevan the Doshu Be Rabin, Show me Psoim Hashem. You see the non conditions, it's a little aleph. Show me Psoim Hashem. Right? That's, we said halal today, but we skipped this pasuk. Half halal. But if you, we'll learn the part that we skipped here in the Gemara. Show me Psoim Hashem as Hashem literally watches over who wants to answer Psoim. It's simple. That's what we don't get so sophisticated. But it's only Dosha Berabim. That's the Pshat in the Gemara and the Parsha Pshat level in the Yavamis as well. With Dosha Berabim, not to use contraception in the cases where the danger was somewhat remote. So Dosha Berabim. Rav Moshe, the Tshuva, which he wants to be about the smoking initially on the grounds of what? Shomap Psoim Hashem, Dosha Berabim. Now that was presumably true only at a time when it was felt that the danger only exists in the minority of people who engage in activity. Once it's the majority, then I think that maybe the scene is correct. A majority is a majority, but it's a minority. And Dosha Berabim! Lanias Daiti, we can extend Baruch Islam and Gimel the same way. The guy's davening Shmoyas. Just imagine, everybody say, put yourself in the shoes of the guy in the Mishnah and the Baruch. The davening Shmoyas, right? And there's a snake around your heel, around your foot. What me worry? I'll David commence kavana. Oi Rifoenu, oi Barachalenu, oi Tkabishov. What are you kidding? The guy's going out of his mind. So Isaac of Shaz, no. It's a kind of a garden snake or something like that. That Shem Psalm Hashem, Doshim Rabin. Not only would it doesn't bother him when he's damaged one, that's right. It wouldn't bother him if he was done watching a ball game. It wouldn't be, it's a big deal. He gets used to the outdoors. The snake is around, so what? So Rabbi Ol said that same shot over here. But Farish, I think about Dosh of a Rabbi when it comes to the Moch, it's the Pasha is based on Dosh of a Rabbi. And I want to suggest, Enochinami, that would be Mutter. But let me ask you a question. A guy in a situation of potential danger, what would he do on Tuesday? Today's Tuesday. If you go to the hospital on Tuesday, you should go on Shabbos. There's no present danger. Who cares if present danger, no present danger? That's not why I understood the distinction. The distinction was, what would you do during the week? People love things during the week that I think they shouldn't be doing. You know, I'm not a big fan of certain activities that you may know about. I'm not into skiing. I see too many people walking around with all kinds of accidents. People do it. No. Show up Psalm Hashem, it's a minority. Most people come home, come back home. I still don't think it's a good idea. What's the upside? But anyway, things of this nature. So it seems to me the better way, I think, the better way to explain the Gemara in Moch is based on the Mefurash Gemara. Show up Psalm Hashem is limited to Dosha Berabim. And I agree with the comparison of the Binyan Tzion to Brachos Lamed Gimel. I explained it there the same way, Dosha Berabim. But the distinction between now and later, I don't see to be so powerful. It's hard to. There's some difference, but to make such a powerful statement that there's nothing here right now, we could be so magical. Why is this relevant? Watch this case. The Binyan Tzion, he quotes it. Klal Gadol B'Yadeinu, Ein Lecha Davar Omed Tnei Pikuach Nefesh, Ein Lecha Pikuach Nefesh Achar Arov. The darker the vada yesh takon lefanen kigom nafal of gal does chosh nafam yutzum yutzum avok sheate pikuach nevesh bezeh in baseruba kmo yisura im loken I go to the midbar what's his raya Rambam Mishnah perish b'shavish and baruches kizim maharai Chazanish says. And chiluk ben ikol kamon lelesek, kai shvi isa kamon lelesek kamon. Elamotzi adavah de bezman shematrien aleha habek yoivim shitzor aleir. Umiyah b'shas shalom lo chashvin aleh pikuach nefesh. Abagad the shirch bezman mezmanim shitztarach lezeh. Elo mikir pikuach nefesh b'dvar masidim shebehov ve'enlem kol zecher. Now I agree with this to some extent. I'm unhappy, frankly. We'll say this semi off the record, but I'll say it to the Tamidim Hatznuim in this room, that I'm not in favor of some of these shuls in suburban communities having all kinds of security measures involving Jewish congregants, walking around with walkie talkies and all kinds of things. I don't know if you've ever seen anywhere.
That's awesome. I think it's crazy. Do you actually need to have people from Shoal Walker and that's how
they're
walking talkies? Thank you. Pencil and paper.
It's crazy.
I
would never have said it first, but once Menachem was the president. So I can hide behind his broad shoulders.
And what did they do?
I don't know what they're doing.
Nothing. That's the whole point.
If you know, it's a terrorist threat. It's a sabotage threat. It's because in Europe things are happening. B'li ayin hara. I say it 100 times. B'li ayin hara. This country, this city, it's fairly safe.
Maybe I asked if I can join and carry a weapon, and they said no, we don't allow weapons.
So what's the point?
Some shows up carry, you carry a gun. They carry, concealed carry in some states permitted.
It's permitted.
Wisconsin.
In New Jersey, on the premises of the shul,
they were
permitted in Wisconsin and in Illinois.
To me, I'm not against. I don't think I'm chalila v'chas mezalzel in the value of life, chas v'shalom. This seems to be wacko. That's what Chazal is saying.
If it's preventative, then they could potentially save against something happening. Then
in Wisconsin, someone did go into a tent for the sick temple.
Yeah, I understand that happened. They had the FBI sting operation happen in the River of Jewish Center. It was a sting. It wasn't real. They created it. The FBI created it. So because the FBI happened to create this shul, they created a different shul, whichever shul the FBI chose to create it, that's all of a sudden the Malkam Sakana. The FBI made it. Not someone acting on his own. The kids, to me, it's wild. I think the Chazal applies in such a case. Because you see, in my view, not any problem on Shabbos. It's crazy on Tuesday also. They walk around with guns in front of the shul with walkie talkies and them. What is this?
There's also a police officer anyway.
Anyway, so the zikr you don't need.
They don't have a fadashkum.
Their blood is not as red as the people, the red blooded members of the regular minion. They slept long because they had redder blood, so that's whatever it is. So I'm just, as a side point, I would have been more restrained except for Menachem's explosion. So I felt comfortable going right behind him. Yeah. My blocker, right behind him, the Chicago blocker there, and I could just go right behind him. I think you're right. I wouldn't have said it that way. Okay, that's what the Chazish is saying over here. Okay? Chol Yishvah Sakon is lo Shriach. So, but this man is not saying, this man is Shriach. What's he asking based upon this? What's he asking over here? He says as follows. What did he say on top? He says it is. An ambulance, so I got an ambulance. He says like this. He says, no, Sakona right now. Chashash Rochok, nothing. So the shalom v'shaket me'ayvim, shekem me'ayvim, and you do al chashash mechablim, also lishma liyeh be'opin shashmir kulim b'chil shabbat l'lachos d'araisa. I'm not getting about Israeli stuff, I don't want to say it, I don't know. V'yein korin ambulance in the Hag Yehudi k'de shiyem motzui sham k'sheyavu achol lefanem. But that means in real life, no one does that. What it means, can you go back from a call? Can you return to your neighbor from the hospital on the ground, and then you need you again. He says, no. Raka shebole fonenu chole mikro sheyesh bo sakona koron lerof el ambulance ve'latzilo. It's taking 10 minutes extra to get there from in Riverdale, from Matthew Hospital, to the scene. How can I be massive to this? Uv'ir gedola shal pi rov v'chol Shabbos yesh nekriyos l'cholesh v'sakona yesh omer t'choshev v'gamzah v'sakona. That should certainly be true. Right. You watch this. He quotes a binyan tzia. And he says, this man the shchiach she yitzarach al ambulance she b'chol Shabbos yesh lo kriyos shel choli yesh b'takona k'bo b'ir gedola shchiach yesh lo amad v'zeh hoch anachar arov b'chol shem sakona k'rova v'yesh lo adem d'b'chiyah gavna ein lahashir ir b'lo ambulance hiskul zer av l'yoshim. Achim yesh lam ambulance acher, um bisnatim acherim, bevane en lachza, de neag Yisrael. Now, in Riverdale, we happen to have two ambulances. Nonetheless, What if one ambulance is out? So maybe he means that you follow the rove. Most of the time, the entire Shabbos will go by without both ambulances being out at the same time. That's probably correct. But the Fianir is 90, since there are cholim around, the fact that there'll be one of, I don't see why you should follow the rove in this kind of guy. I think you should say, even though I cannot identify a sick person at this very moment. Again, I'm saying it sounds like it's probably against the Binyan Tzion, but I thought, this is in my personal opinion. That's what I thought. Okay, I don't want to go any further than this right now. I'll come back to it a little bit later. I just wanted to show you this inside because we couldn't show it to you earlier because we weren't able to access it. Okay, I already forgot a little what I did show you, what I didn't show you, but I will try to be as comprehensive as we can. These are very, very important topics. Okay. I think we said this about Pat. I don't think we saw this inside. Let's see it now inside. Okay, watch this. We saw the Ramah should do a goy. But the Taz said no. The Yisrael should do it. Okay? That's what it says. So here it says as follows. Shinoi, the Ramah says you should do it. Right? You should do it. If there's no dichoy. Okay. It says, if you have two individuals, one is a Nachri and one is a Mechal Shabbos, when you don't really need to do it, that's a problem. Then he says you do it through the Nachri. Why? They do other things which are not allowed. The goy is preferred. Unless you're afraid of him, he'll be misatzel. You're afraid he's going to be lazy. You'll be lazy, then you cannot count on him. You have to do it as quickly as possible. That's clear. That's clear. Now, this is what I told you, I think, about Pei yesterday. Uberes, no behilus, go through a goy. Yashiv, they gave three reasons. Did we see this? I don't know. We saw this on Sunday? We saw it. I forgot. I go yesterday. I couldn't get this done already. I'm not going to show it to you again. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. The let's. I have one important thing to tell you about. Which is extremely important, which I started mentioning a little bit yesterday. We were speaking about Ger Toshev. Rabosa, let's talk about Ger Toshev right now. Let's just review from yesterday for a second as an introduction in the Bir Halacha Shin Lamed. Shin Lamed's his base. He said something that should be self-explanatory, but we'll see today, not at all self-explanatory. Matter of significant dispute. Says the Berlacha Shin Lamed Siv Beis Kusis within the Shvelis, the Ger Tosha Miyad Nos of Nesha on the Mitzvah Nachioso, the Davka Bedvarim Shem Chil. Sure, Davkil of Yisrael Rabbanu Bechina, because they are Mitzvah Nachioso Lo Gozu. Maybe not, but the Rabbanu, the Rice of the Shona. That's a punch up shot that way. But now, Rabbosai, I find others who disagree. And the question is, first question, how do you read a certain Ramban? You have to tell me how to get the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs. How do I do that?
I think it's in the
Sifrei Mitzvahs in the Farshay.
Yeah, you can get
the Ramban separate or Mufarshim. Mufarshim,
yeah,
they're Sagas okay. Shikhazat. Oh, very good. At both sides, we have to be very careful to read two lines. I need to know how you read it. Don't, I'm not gonna say anything. I'll try to just read it to you, and I'll ask you to figure out what it means. Watch this. Both sides, you can help me read it. Let me tell you how far I'm gonna go. We're gonna start from the beginning, and we're gonna read the first 3.5 lines, and that's all. Shenistavino lahachios gertoshov. We discussed what it means yesterday, right? Lahatzilah mirahoso. Shemaya tovea ben nohor, onafalo magal. Shebuchol kochenu nitrach batzaloso. Shemhoya chole, this asik birfuoso. The Koshkein, Me'achenu Yisrael, Oget Zedek. She'onu mechuyuav lo b'chol ele, v'hu bohem pikuach nefesh, she'doche shams. Stop. Who understands what the issue is over here?
Yeah, to go into a friend, Achen Yisrael.
Exactly the issue. The last phrase, which is the beginning of this line, "Who b'hem pikuach never shadocha shabbos." To what does it refer? To the previous line, where it says, "V'kol shem achenu b'Yisrael getzedik shanu chuyuv lo b'cholele," and then, and for them, "Who b'hem pikuach never shadocha shabbos." Or should we say no? The "Who b'hem" goes back to the first line, "Lachios gertosho." There too. You should be Mechal Shabbos. So I was quiet. The issue was already raised.
I think, yeah.
So which, what do you think? What do you, look at it again. Look at it a few times. What do you think? You think the Ramban is saying that it's Mutter for a Ger Tosho? What's the Ramban saying? I mean, the Chil Shabbos, that part? Or is the Because never Dovah Shabbos referring to the previous line, Vachen Yisrael Ger Tzedek, but not necessarily to the Ger Toshav line 1. Obviously, we know what the Be'er Lava thinks. He thinks it's only referring to Yisrael. What pasuk? No, we're not denying Vachayimach. That's Lach Yosef on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, we have to go and do what we can to take care of. To take care of.
Actually, no,
it's not a pasuk.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I frankly thought it's limited to the case of Yisrael Getosh, or Getzed. That's what I thought. But I have to admit that the people much greater than me who think again, who disagree with me, who are they? So if you look in the I think we might call it the Moshe Rav Kook version of Sefer Mitzvahs. They quoted about two sources. I looked them both up. One is, I don't know if I can show it to you here. If I want to get other things that talk about Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's it, nothing more than this, right? You ran out? They ran out of another sermon. One is called Zohar HaRakia by the Tash Bates. And an Achma called the Chemda Yisrael. These are all Sefer HaMitzvahs. I don't see them over here. You look it up yourself. They both quote in the bottom of the Moshe Rav Kook edition. And they both seem to say the other way. That the line is going not only on Gertosh, Gertzedek, and Yisrael, but also going on their Gertosh. The Chemez Yisrael thinks it's impossible. He's a Tzorachian Godel against the Rambam. How can it be? But then he quotes, maybe it really is, because the Rambam says something a little along those lines. In his Pirush L'Chumash. Pirush L'Chumash. He doesn't understand that either. Where's the Rambam? Okay. Thank you. Oh, okay, achicha imach. Okay, that's achicha. Watch this. Watch this. Bechechi imach, sheyichya imach. He misses a say lach yoso. We menace the mina pikuach nevish. We misses a say. Bechechi imach. Zu dorsh ben peturo shnayim shemalcham baderech. V'yarecha mehem kitan shomayim. Im shoso hu magil yishu v'mishnei yoso v'mishnei mesim. So ben peturo says, mutam yishtu shnei v'yamusu. V'lo yira echa v'misal shochaveru. Kiva says, no. Chechich imach, hayecha kol chayech avech. Chechich imach, lahachazik u lahazik. Now, this is Chechich imach. But the Chemnitz Yisrael assumes that it's going on Chechich imach as well, which is going by Ger Tosha, and he can't believe it. How can it be true that the applies to Ger Tosha, the Vidin Bepetur? I think they never said it. Chechich imach. Chechich. The two different psukim are both said. That's Yisrael, and the Chayimach is Ger Tosha. But the Zohar Akia, when he cites the Ramban, left out the middle line. The line of the Kolshken, he left it out. So clearly learning the way, not the way I learned, but rather the Bikur Nevesh Dovah Shabbos is referring to Ger Tosha as well. So I have to say, he's a Gedola Gedola, and I'm the Ketana Ketana. So although I think that my way of reading is more correct, well, there's certainly another opinion.
He also used
a lot from
the
Nefesh here, which is telling. The Chemnitz Yisrael, yes, Gevalt. It says in the Gemara, we know this, we saw it. Rishabah b'nei Sosa Shabbos. Chal alol of Shabbos achas, neshi yishma Shabbos is harbe. That applied to a Ger Tosha. He's not allowed to be Shabbos Shabbos. That's his kash. So now, Rabbi Osai, proposition number two. Arguendo, for argument's sake, that a Ger Tosha v'chal Shabbos for him, is there a Ger Tosha v'zman hazeh? So what does Chazal say? And Ger Tosha v'noeg elawat? V'zman? Sheyovel noeg. Number one. Number two, the Rambam says you need to be mekabel upon yourself to be a Ger Tosha. Today, even assuming that people with all seven mitzvahs, we had a little question about one of them yesterday, but they never was mekabelit formally, and there's no yovel. So there are those who claim that those two barriers don't really count. We can overcome them, they're surmountable. Since there's no possibility of accepting nowadays, therefore you don't need an acceptance, and even though there's no yovel, it's only for certain things, if not for other things. So you put two amazing chidushim together, come up with a whopper chidush nifla v'noira anod. Namely, the b'zman hazeh, assume that the v'nochim are shom v'shem v'nei noach, and assume that gets the size of Ger Tosha, notwithstanding the fact there's no yovel nor mekabel. And if you read the Ramban, not the way I read it, comes out that nowadays you're required to save the life of a nochri on Shabbos as a matter of principle. Nothing to do with what we spoke about yesterday about the Chashash Takana Yisrael. Don't do that. So nobody looked up on my desk, I don't think so. I was here at 9 o'clock in the morning. He was lying on my desk the whole afternoon, whole morning, Seder. Anyone look inside?
Shabby, want me to put a screen?
You can put it on the screen?
Yeah, it's online. I emailed it to myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I left it here for nothing. Layer Dati. This is volume one. Okay. It's unbelievable. What's here? Unbelievable. Let's read this. Okay. Let's see. Look at this. 217. It'll come out with the page numbers?
First you're going to have to select the article.
Which one?
Here.
That's right. You shall surely hear. Laws of... Yeah, 11.
Okay,
11. Watch this, Rabbi Osai. Watch this. Mm-hmm. not so fast, huh? You saw it, right?
Yeah, it opened when I
open.
Let me see. There we go.
Okay. Dov Karo is a very chashuv yid. The Talmud Bavli of Rabban Dachmasin. I don't know. Am I on the Gusha?
Yeah.
You must know Dov, right?
Yeah.
Got married, right?
Got married.
Hashem, not so young. We wish him a hearty mazel tov. I can't.
Scroll down.
And I don't question for a second his sincerity, and that he's saying what he's saying because he thinks it's the case. I'm not even denying its facts. Watch this. The Gemara states the Gentile will understand that one may only violate Shabbat for the care of those who are required to observe it. Tur, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah. We saw it all yesterday. Many contemporary authorities have ruled that this principle is not applicable today, and I believe that their views can be differentiated into two basic approaches. The mainstream approach responds to the claim of the Gemara that Gentiles will understand that Jews who are unable to treat them on Shabbat recognize that Shabbat violation is only justified for the sake of those who are themselves Shabbat observers. Many authorities over the last few hundred years ruled that the understanding which the Gemara takes for granted cannot be assumed in modern society. The Emunah Shul agrees to that. Rather, they claim, if Jews refuse to treat Gentiles on Shabbat, this refusal could have disastrous ramifications either for the doctor himself or the Jewish community as a whole. As such, they rule that one should take whatever actions Chatam Sofer, Yerodea 131, Rav Moshe Feinstein 479. Okay. This gate, Shuvot. Okay. Fine. Unnecessary to save a life in general, even if it requires violation of Shabbat laws. Within this approach, one should try to minimize the Shabbat violation required, and should only take those Shabbat violation actions that are truly necessary. Nonetheless, advocates of this approach generally assume that any violation is justified on the grounds that the deleterious consequences of non-treatment could themselves endanger the lives of Jews, and thus to be understood as pikuach nefesh for Jews, which is above, is permitted unconditionally. Chatam sofer, possibility, ill will could result in danger that Torah is not permitted. Igor Moshe mentioned as a general concern. We saw this in the screen on Sunday, right? Got a Dalet Siman Ayin Tes. The individual doctor is not worried about this particular case, whether the possible uproar resulting from this type of behavior, either on the part of the citizenry or the government. Okay, we're not going to that. Right. This we know already. Although we really should look in the original sources before we go any further, because I couldn't show you yesterday. I was hampered. Now we have Baruch Hashem, it's a good day. Every day is good. Let's chap what we can chap. See the Chumas Chasam Sofer. There are two Chumas from Chasam Sofer. He quoted one of them. Shut Chasam Sofer. We never got on, right? We tried, we didn't succeed. Am I correct? I never showed it to you. I want to be redundant, but I don't think I ever got on. Well, let's take the first one first. Your day comes first. Kuflam and Alf, at the end. He says like this. He's talking about the Rabbanus at first. Okay, there are abundance. Then he says as follows. Mutra afilu b'Shabbos, by the less vechilu Shabbos than Yoshem at HaLamashver. That's what he's suggesting. Is that the Raisa tell the Nochris to do it? Im yesh be'eva zu chashash takonis nefoshis, yesh lahatir afilu b'locha da Raisa. Even Yira lehedya. Tafila malacha daraisa uter. Imi evshe belada. Wow. This is written at the very end of the life of the Chasam Sof. It's written men chof menachem of. Tof kuf tzadi tes. Rav Moshe said the Chasam Sof was nifter barely 2 months later. Chof hei tishrei. Tof resh. Mamash written 2 months before his patir. So this is, it's really his opinion to the end. I can't think he changed his mind from this. Well, now what is it, what is the source that he's quoting? What's the Magen Avraham and the Shin Lam, what's Shin Lam Adal doing anything? Let's take a look at Shin Lam Adal and see what it says. Look, Shin Lam Adal, take a look. Shin Lam Adal. Please look inside. Shin Lam Adal. It's Simcha Vav, I believe. What does it say? Kol adinim aniskarim b'din adleika hanimili b'yimeyim. You can't put out a fire. Av b'zman hazeh shalom kshruyim b'in ha'inim Yehudim v'yichashash takonas nefashis kosru rishon v'achonim zal shemutter l'chabos dleika b'sham b'sham shesh b'sham takonas nefashis v'azor adu edu b'shuduch v'kol v'chol 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 It's not only dinim. The rabbanim are allowed, not the raisis. Says the Chasam Sofer that if you look in the Shulta Giborim, you see it's not true. What Shulta Giborim? What happened? Let's take a look at Shulta Giborim. That's a new riff of a farsha. Riff. Oh. You're showing him how. What? Impossible. Okay, let's look on the shin. No. How can they not have Shulta Giborim? It's an outrage. Well, let me share what the Rush said. One line is missing, I can't show the... And Dalit and Aaron, what that would come to that. Oh, who was Perek Dalit in the Lagos Ashri? Uvizman hazeh imbo sholalim aliske mamon yotzim alem b'chlei zayin u'mechal alein as ha-shabbos v'chein mutu l'chabos tadleke b'zman hazeh v'sheyesh dora bein tzas umos sheyesh leke boim v'sholalim v'horgim v'lo gora me'er smuch al esfar is b'kuach nevish. He says by the rabbonis because of the mob with the looters. I'm about to say looters. You ever see looters? When people looters, it's crazy. The question, it doesn't say it's a derice over here. The Shulta Giborim quotes another as a source for this. He adds a line. Talks about people going to fight battles. Right? Even this. Here at Smuchel the Spy, you can do all kinds of derices. So that's the comparison. That's what the Chasam Sofer means. The next line of Shulta Giborim is not found over here. And what's a real source for this whole thing? This is an earlier source, but in the source of the Ramah, as we know, is the Shuvah Sadeshin. So let's take a look at that. Shut Shuvah Sadeshin. I guess it's a Rishon. Okay, sorry about that. So on the border. I don't know. with his Rishon. I wonder our pass. That's what he says, Shemus Adesha. This is the source of this Ramah. Goes through the whole discussion. Shamati. Oh. He says like this: the Rach Or Zeruah, Lega Sakona, Penyavu Lishpoch Dam Soni Yisroel. Euphemism. Vayoma Lenachi Lechabas Lemitzvah Lechabas Batzla. And one of the Gedolim said, "This man has said it's okay. I should be considered Poshev and Nefoshet." He's made a public statement. And Nishav is a Meguna. For Rabbi, Shemati Megum Gomim Lahachem Misras Dibam. That is enough. Lad Lega Tchilam Meitzri Yisroel Lika Sakona. Ki mishpat anachem kachoyah. Ki imtzu also she yotzad lega bibeisa mashlira ostov esh. They throw him into the fire. This is a civilized society. Okay? Vachimashu b'morachai perek ha-shoah, derach anachem kach. Yeah, they kach esh lakal ha-shah Yisrael. Kedak aloma kol Yisrael yom tel zeh. The Goyim. The Goyim are all that's the Jews that responds one another in the negative sense. We kill all Jews if one Jew's fire started in this sense. Okay. Avlam yotzad tchila bibeisa shal nachui. Lekal amecha shoah, lekal sakona. They need a roas to come a ayoras gedolos shots and blakas gedolos lo hiziku liyisrael begufa klal. Yeah. No, he says, not true. Sholem v'horgan agos archi says. Chatifas abom yodeh hariga. Here too. Afim yotze tchila tat leka ibeza she is shol nachri. Regilim lishlo v'lachto kashad leka miskaberes. When there's a fire, there's a Hurricane Sandy, or a blackout, or whatever things that come, they come and they loot. Okay, ikal emechash, en och an achar aro. You know, nothing happened yet. It's against our opinion, see, nothing happened yet. Right? What's the right? Don't follow the rove. The chal shabbos al goses, even the rove goes to the misa. Tosfos brings a right in nida mem dalet from Yuma. Right, you have to check in every situation what it is. Shouldn't do it for nothing, etc. This is the Shuma Sadesh. Okay, so this is the source of this Ramah. Okay, Rabosai, you with me so far? So this is the pshat why we're afraid of something going to happen. So now, before I go any further, I found, thanks to Rabbi Shapiro in the library, the article, I'll pass it around, called A Modern Blood Libel. That I was talking about yesterday. You couldn't find it in your search engines. Rabbi Shapiro, the librarian, knows more. He found it for me. Okay? It's from Tradition, Summer 1966. That was all for a couple of years. Fascinating. It was written by Rabbi Emanuel Jacobowitz, Zichron Levracha, who was at that time the Rav in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. And of course, he's originally from Ireland. And he writes in a kind of an Anglo-Saxon English that we're not used to so much. But it just makes us... Is this online, by the way? Is Tradition online?
You can't get it for some reason. Only
certain issues.
This is so long time ago.
What year is it?
Summer of 66.
Yeah, it'll be
on.
Should be online.
Yeah? It's so old, they're not protecting it. No one's going to go buy it. I can't try to find it now. If you get it online, I put it on the screen. You can find it.
I'll try.
I'll begin reading. Cool. It's entitled A Modern Blood Libel and subtitled in French L'Affaire Shahak. Okay? Tradition.
I have my email. It's nyhrlzryu@gmail.com.
Yeah, I can't get it.
So you have this article?
Yeah.
Wow. That is so fast. It took me so long to get it. 1 second. Okay, there you go. A blood libel.
Well, I'm going to search it, man.
nyholzerwhileyou@gmail.com.
Okay.
A modern blood libel.
Okay.
All right, I sent you the one.
Okay, let's see.
Type in a modern blood libel tradition.
Actually, Edward tradition. Okay, here we go.
Second one, get full.
There it is, right there. Full text. Okay, I'm about to have fun.
You have to click the
juice. I want to thank the Talmidim for their expertise. Everyone can see the beautiful article by Rabbi Jacobowitz. But there's some words that I need your help in the dictionary. You guys, it's just words that I don't understand fully.
Not again.
Yeah,
not that again. It's,
there's a story with the Rav and the Rav Yonim Baba Basra. The Rav likes mentioning in the speech.
I don't know what the Rav said, but we'll see soon what the Rav said. How do I do this? What do I press now?
Just scroll down to the page.
Watch this. There is nothing more hideous and perverse in the bloodstained history of anti-Semitism than the repeated blood libels against the Jewish people. Time and again, the Christian rabble was aroused to murderous frenzy by the fantastic charge that Jews practice ritual murder in order to obscure the blood of Christians for religious observances. The most important was, of course, what?
Pesach.
So here's Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Rabbosai. Rosh Chodesh Nissan. I'll tell you one story. I'll tell you one. The Maralbi Prague was such a gadol, he saved Klal Yisrael before he was born. It's written in his biography. Now, what happened, I can't just guarantee. The story is that there was a blood libel. They wanted to do how much he was born in Prague, whatever city he was born in. He was born Pesach night. That's a fact. So the story is that the Christian person, not like a priest, whatever it was going to take a bottle of blood, hide it under the Aron Kodesh, and call the cops the next day, and all the Jews would be, and Khalid could be killed, because I show you the blood. Story goes, the Maralmi Prague's mother went into labor in the middle of the Seder, and they didn't, there's no one in the streets now, they were all at the Seder. She went to labor in the middle of the Seder, had to run out to call the doctor, whatever it is, and he bumped into this guy with a thing of blood, and then the plot was foiled. The Maral Seder before he was even born, before the Goyle. That's only one story. It's a Chodesh Nisan, at least one story by blood libels. We all know blood libel is a terrible, terrible thing. Okay? They said we used to put blood in the matzahs. That's how it was. It's so wild. To substantiate. To substantiate this diabolical libel, the Jew made is usually themselves apostates from Judaism, scanned the pages of the Talmud for out of context quotations that led to be proving the callous disregard of the Jewish religion for the lives of non-Jews. Thus exposed, the evil Talmud Jew provided ample justification for the mob terror against the Jewish community. Often the records and quotations could not be found. In that case, it was simply fabricated. The most notorious instance of this situation, the infamous Protocols of the Elders of Zion, still widely used by the rabbi and the semites in pursuit of their nefarious trade. For the first time in Jewish history, all three classic incendiary areas of Jewish baiting, blood libel, fabrication, and charges of Talmudic discrimination against non-Jews have been used by unbaptized Jews to denigrate Jews and Judaism. Having exhausted their conventional weapons against Jewish traditions, the fanatical Jewish secularists have now torn a few pages from the most virulent textbooks of anti-Semitism. In method, I wouldn't use these words, but I mean, Jacob would use them. Reminiscent of Roland's Der Talmud Judah, which I don't know, and Streicher's Der Sturm, which I do know. Everyone know what that means? That was Hitler's guy. The Sturm was the Nazis used that. The first one, I'm not sure, you can look it up on your internet. Rolanders, but same idea. A vitriolic campaign of denunciation by libel and falsification has been unleashed against religious Jews. As another anti-Semitic campaign, it was not long before the most respectable people in the world as a public opinion joined in the fun of this scurrilous religious Jew baby. We all know all the words so far? The wretched story began with the publication last December of a letter in Israel's prestigious Haaretz by Dr. Israel Shahak, charging that according to Orthodox Jewish law, it was forbidden to violate the Sabbath to save the life of a non-Jew. To prove his inflammatory charge, he subsequently revealed that he had himself witnessed an incident in which an Orthodox Jew had refused to allow his telephone to be used to call for help for a non-Jew who had collapsed nearby. Shocked, he asked the rabbi for a ruling, and they had, so he claimed, confirmed that the Sabbath could indeed be violated only to save a Jewish life. These revelations aroused a storm of public indignation in Israel and throughout the Jewish world. Editorials suitably embellishing the story fumed against the medievalism and the utter absurdity and inhumanity of the rabbis. In all the excitement, it was almost overlooked that Dr. Shachak challenged to substantiate his personal testimony and was eventually forced to admit that the Orthodox Jew he had witnessed refusing to use the telephone simply did not exist. Didn't exist. Bahadam, Lohoid Romeo. Equally overlooked was the circumstance that the rabbinate, far from having confirmed that the Shachak's allegation, had in fact ruled that the Sabbath must be violated to save non-Jewish, no less than Jewish lives. Indeed, Chief Rabbi R.J. Unterman published a lengthy response to explain his ruling. But this refutation of the blood libel against religious Jews only further infuriated the secularist. So the London Jewish Chronicle, for instance, long an articulate leader of the anti-Orthodox crusade, the rumpus provided welcome grist to the mill of Jewish self-immolation. Sure, I don't know what the words mean. Hailing Dr. Shachak's exposure of the rabbis long after his mendacity, had been exposed, a columnist, or calumnist, ooh, the rabbis taking off the gloves. You know what all these words mean? If you know what the word means, you gotta ask your friends. Okay? In that journal, proclaimed that the halacha abounds in such abominations which are in conflict with the humane instincts which anyone raised in Jewish tradition is imbued. That columnist, blinded by his own prejudice, sees nothing amusing in the suggestion that the rabbis, in kindness to himself, are not raised in the Jewish tradition. Woo. And he explains the continued presence of these abominations in the sources of Jewish law in terms of the weakness and, this I can't even pronounce, pusillanimity. Have I said? You fall and stump you all?
I
knew every word until now also.
Showing a lack of courage.
Showing a lack of courage. Displayed by the Ashkenazi Chief Rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Yonatan. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we got through with only one word we didn't know. Okay, that's part one. Let us turn now to the issue itself by means of a concise abstract of Rabbi Yonatan's response, which is published in Kol Torah in Nisan 5726. The Mishnah in Gittin says that should feed the poor and the sick and the bury the dead. Darkei Shalom. Okay? Darkei Shalom. Fine, we're not going to this prize, not right now. But here's the key. Rambam, based on the pasuk of Tov Hashem Lakol, Rachma Lakol Masav, and this famous pasuk we all sing on the Shabbos, Rachea Darkei Noah, V'chol Nesivosei Shalom. Till now, Rabosai, we agree 1,000% with the chief rabbis of Koron Lebrach. But watch what comes now. In the Talmud too, the latter verse is used to establish major Torah laws. Yevamos 87b. Rabbinic enactments to ensure the ways of pleasantness and the paths of peace are thus an integral part of Jewish ethics, and their fulfillment characterizes the observant Jew as much as performance of any other rabbinically ordained law. Now what in the world, Rabosai, is he talking about? Oh, I can't. I'm afraid to lose this now. We'll stay here. Let me tell you about what it says. What happened? Who learned Yavamas a couple years ago? Learned Yavamas? So what's it then if a man passes away and leaves a wife and there are no livish, no children at the time of his death? What's halacha? Yibum. What's halacha if there is a child? Chas v'shalom. He's a kares to live with your sister-in-law. What happens the following case? a woman loses her husband, has a child, gets married, and her husband dies. Excuse me, and her child dies. Her child dies. She had lost her, she lost husband A, married husband B, on the ground she had a child, and the child died. Madin.
Is
it chalitza?
No.
Why not? It'll be not nice if the second husband has to see her getting a chalitza from the first brother-in-law. It wouldn't look nice. She'd lose favor in his eyes. Says the Yontemin, Chadin Daraisa over here. You see that Din and Daraisa are formed by the implementation of Drecher Dachayinah V'chol Nisim V'Seh Shalom. Hence too, in this case, we should apply the rule to save non-Jewish life as well. Now, that's a very brief abstract. That's not what Rabbi Unterman really said. What he really said was, what the Chasam Sofer said, we just saw it, the Divrei Chaim said, we can see that too. And then, didn't I show you Rabbi Moshe's Shuvah?
Yeah.
So he quotes all these things. That's what he quotes. He adds something. Don't think this is merely an appeal to save the lives of Jews. No, it's also included in Drachea Dachayinah V'chol Nisim V'Seh Shalom. Rabbi Jacobus shortened it beyond the point of recognition. But even having expounded upon Ubuntu, I heard him live. It was in Lampard Auditorium. He said the same thing this year. I was right here. I tried to look it up and the commentator or whatever else, and some of those old things, 1966. I think he was here then and maybe get a report. But my Rebbe was there, Rav Soloveitchik took on the roof, and he was not a happy camp. He did not approve, again, others have better memories than me, he did not approve of applying the Gemara Yevamah as Peizayin and Beis. In this case, Peizayin and Beis, it's a Din D'Oraisa, how should we say it, from the get-go. What's the Din? If there's a woman who died with having her husband's child was alive, then the child dies, you had to marry in the interim. So Meikara, we know, had a dash in the psukim, not to require for the chalitza, because of the recher d'achenah. Maybe it means it would have been a derabbanan tikadin, or even if it would have been a derais tikadin, but you know, here it's not true. The din is, a mishnah b'feresh, a gemara b'feresh, the din is shulchan aruch b'furut, the Rambam, everyone says it, that you may not be mechal Shabbos for a nachri. You can't take Drachea Dachenom and trump that. You can take the Chasam Sofer, you can take, we just saw it, Pikuach Nevesh for Yisrael. But this, my Rebbe was upset. Now, if I'd like to find maybe if someone has a written record of that, maybe somewhere or other, maybe on a Rebbe Shetel's forum, I don't know. But that's he was clearly upset by. What about the idea of the Chasam Sofer and the Divrei Chaim? I don't remember my Rebbe commenting on that. Whether you accepted or not accepted it, because it's fact specific. If it's really dangerous, it's dangerous. Not Rav Moshe Shiva wasn't printed yet, for sure. Not that my head was coming to Rav Moshe Pesachim, but it was a radical departure in 1966. Well, see, also Sabbath observance, etc., etc. See, he does quote over here, desecrate one Sabbath, she may survive through many Sabbaths. Okay? Many Sabbaths. Okay? So he says as follows, he's a Chiddush Nifla. He wants to say that Shabbos is the same as the Gimel Averes HaChamurus. So therefore, they had to have a Gzeres HaKasuv of a Shomer. It's not enough for Chayba. It's a cool, this Torah is Rabbi Untam, it's Chiddush Nifla, Magabe Chiddush Nifla. I don't believe it, frankly. That's what Rabbi Untam had said. Says, otherwise Shabbos would be like the three cardinal laws, the man martyrdom, bracket. In this respect, non-Jews would be in the same category as non-observant Jews. Okay? That's what he says. The rabbinic, etc., etc. Quite obviously, any discrimination between Jews and non-Jews in this matter would never lead to such enmity today. It cannot therefore be sustained in Jewish law. The threatening repercussions resulting from the fabricated theory of a single individual bear sufficient testimony to the reality of such enmity and its perilous consequences. So therefore, when the Talmud says, for us to observe the Sabbath is violation of sanction, You can't do that day. It's unacceptable. Who said so? The Chatam Sofer. Okay? The Ramah, but a fire. So the ways of peace is a basic ingredient of the ethics of Judaism motivated by the Talmudic station in their legislation, no less than they compel our religious obligations today. Nothing new in Rabbi Untermann's conclusion, etc. He quotes Meiri. Meiri talks about that now he has that of Ger Toshav, and he quotes the Divrei Chaim, Shuna Nodjin and Shabbos. He wrote about it in his book. What his novel is, the three categories. That's a Chiddush Nifla. Okay? Also original is Enmity and Rabbinic Ethics. Okay? The whole discussion. Okay, whatever he says. We have then here a classic example of rabbinical endeavors to adjust halacha within a framework of its own rules, with the exigencies of the times and indeed to the demands of ethical priority. Probity, excuse me. The stringent rules of the Talmud Shulchan Aruch, however logically sound themselves, did not deter the rabbis from introducing modifications using their halachic ingenuity, reinforced by the lofty concept of Torah ethics to explain if not to justify the practice of Jewish physicians rather than Shabbos for non-Jewish as well as Jewish patients. Here shows a case where rigidity was deliberately sacrificed for flexibility in a remarkable effort to align the letter to the spirit of Jewish law. How odd it is, therefore, to find just this case picked by the detractors of traditional Judaism as evidence of the abominations in the halacha and the pusillanimity of the rabbis, exclamation point. Hatred corrupts the straight line, hasinim kakas ashura. It should occasion no undue surprise if, in their hostility to the Jewish religion and its teachers, these antagonists resort to libel, falsehoods, and vituperation, caring little if in the process they provide the most deadly ammunition to the arsenal of anti-Semitism or the heap disgrace on their own heritage. But even the excesses born of their enmity can hardly explain their inconsistency. Here they constantly clamor for rabbinical relaxations. Yet they are outraged when the rabbis in fact relax the law. In light of the facts, what is one to make of the following assault on the aforementioned issue of Jewish Chronicle on the Prophet's heading, Travesty of Brotherly Love? How right is Dr. Shahak in condemning Rabbi Unterman's feeble permissive edict as morally false? If this is the best our rabbis can do to wipe out a declaration which is stain and a stigma on Judaism, it is high time that overwhelming public opinion forced them to change their attitude or to make way for rabbis of more enlightened, humanistic, and Hillel-like opinion. As corroborated early in this article, those un-Hillel-like agitators are forcing a door which has been wide open for centuries. I'm going through all this discussion right now. The only explanation... Oh, look at this. What are these rabbis to do in order to wipe out such a stain and stigma? Other than reinterpret the law, which they in fact did on the basis of the Talmud itself, they had to sense into additions of the Talmud, or perhaps burn it at the stake as we did with the Jew Beitas did? Or should they pray rabbis and denounce the Talmud as immoral as Roland and Streicher did? Or should they brazenly false for the truth as Shachar did? The only explanation one can find for this outburst is of unreason, that evidently anti-religious Jewish fanaticism is no less irrational than anti-Semitism itself. Wow. This is what I wanted to show you. Very weak. Okay? Adkan Hakof Al. This is the first part of this discussion. But now we come to something which is even more amazing. Now we go back to Rappi. I don't want to afraid to do anything. Thank you very much, Kevra, for getting this article for me. Surely here. What did you say before? Oh, could you got it?
No. This is...
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? Yeah.
You're
right. Okay.
Alternatively, watch this unbelievable series of citations. Some authorities take a most principled approach to making this allowance in contemporary society regardless of concern for the deleterious results of not saving Gentile life. The mechanism for this approach is to limit the Gemara's ruling to Gentiles of the type that were common in the society of Talmudic times, i.e. idolaters, claiming that it is not applicable to the Gentiles in our society. One source cited as the basis for the view is Ramban, who counts helping and saving the Gentiles of a Gentile who has accepted the seven Noahide laws, including violating Shabbat to save his life as a mitzvah. That's the way Sermet, the Ramban. I'm not putting it on him. He's not the first to read Ramban. Let's take a look. 27. doesn't go into the details of who said it. Okay, 16. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik points out that there are others who take this view as well. I don't know. The question then remains whether contemporary generals of the other parties get rid of it. Rav Nochum Rabinovich, or Shiva of Hesdin, Shiva of Malad, the limited author of Muhammad ibn Khama, a book of response related to army service and security matters, applies the aforementioned principle of the Ramban and cites authorities who recall that the generals of today are generally defined as Gary Toshin. As such, he rules that saving the life of a gentile is warranted on Shabbat 28, etc. Now here's what amazing. My teacher, Rosh Shiva Rabban Lichtenstein Shlita, of Yeshiva Har Etzion, explained to me that while the views that take the first approach address the practical issue, justifying saving the life of a gentile under certain conditions, they sidestep the fundamental issue. Rav Lichtenstein said that were he to be confronted with a case of violating Shabbat to save the life of a gentile, he would act to save the life of the gentile on principle, relying on those views that allow it in principle, not based on societal concerns alone. Rav Lichtenstein also mentioned that this Rebbe and father, Rav Yosef Soloveitchik, ruled that this was permissible, even in cases where there would be no problem of negative results in dependent situations. Tells you we hear it from Rabban twice. Along similar lines, Rabban Soloveitchik cites numerous sources regarding the status of Ben Noach and Ger Toshah, leading to the conclusion that saving the life of a Gentile is warranted based on the notion that saving the life of a Gentile man is Shabbat violation on substantive grounds. Old Yisrael Yosef Ben Ichai, Vinyan Mevrakim Kolin. I looked it up in the library today, 17 to 28. I just didn't see it. Could be I missed this part. He cites numerous sources to support his claim, as well as explain those which do not seem to fit the matter at first glance. The sources regarding Ger Toshav include a whole bunch. That's 100% true. The argument does not focus on a practical ruling. He doesn't say anywhere, I could see in the entire article, that Rav Aaron said that you can be Mechal Shabbos to save a Ger Toshav. I just didn't see anything. Maybe that's what he means by the second part. The information I heard there from Moshe Lichtenstein, or just on Beis Medrash today, I think, was just on Beis Medrash today, who told me the name of Dr. David Alb, HYD, Shemim Kol Domo, a close student of Rav Aaron, was a practicing physician. The Rav Aaron told him that saving lives of Gentiles is warranted even in the absence of external concerns mentioned above. Period. So, Torah Shabbat Peh, I can't argue with. Especially Nebuchadnezzar, Chabayah, Chabayah is no longer here to be with us, unfortunately. But yeah, I didn't hear this from Rav Aaron. My Rebbe, I heard exactly the reverse, if anything. But I felt, full disclosure, I have to show you what the other side says. My nafkamina, in Mechal Shabbos in any event, is a nafkamina. We saw before. Are you Mechal Shabbos saving the Jewish life? Or Mechal Shabbos saving the nafkamina of the Ani Yehudi? Big difference. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah, that's one thing. What's a Kavanah? Right? And should you try to get out of it? Right? If you can get out of it. So these are two significant differences which have to be mentioned. I showed you the entire thing. I don't want to hide anything. We have full disclosure. I am not convinced by any of these arguments. Again, my Rebbe, I heard him say the other way around. And the Ger Toshav issue was very problematic. I would say it's a svek svek of the Chumrah. Number one, the Ramban I read differently. And number two, the Ger Toshav issue, many poskim say there's no Ger Toshav as man as there without a Kabbalah, either of those two facts. But there's another opinion out there, so if you're going to medical school, yeah, you should be aware of what's going on here in this article, and put all the opinions in your arsenal. Good. Let's go back now to the...
Much better to be a doctor in Israel.
In Israel, there's many more Israelis there. But they're the enemies around there too. And they always take care of them too. Have to. Okay. This is Chumash Hadesh. But Chassam Sofer we had before. I guess we never had that. Start all over again. The other Chassam Sofer, just to show you two, we only saw one, there's two of them. It is in Choshen Mishpat. It's Simkuf Tzadi Dalet. Whoa, Hashmonis. You have a problem now? So Baruch Hashem, we got that in. Not we're all out. Even responses out. Nothing works now. This is Bar Ilan.
And the tab,
no. Not gonna complain. I can still get it from a tab.
No, they're not working.
Nothing's working.
Something else.
Okay, Rabbi Say, Torah Shalom. Okay, we got a lot in today. It's good that we chopped all we could. So I'll tell you, the kids and Nimritz, what it says over there. The Chasam Sofer again. The two tshuvas of Chasam Sofer. One is Yordei Kuflav, which you did see, Chasam Sofer. The other one is Choshen Mishpat, Simekuv Tzadi Dalet, which I'm unable to show you now because we're offline or whatever it is. Okay, but well, we got a lot accomplished today before this issue. Okay, Chasam Sofer in Choshen Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet says that nowadays the serious problem of Pikuach Nefesh for Yisraelim if they're not going to take care of Nachar. And since the Chasam Sofer said it, so it presumably applies nowadays as well. But now, Rabosai, I can't show, I wanted to show it to you, we'll have to do it again, Torah Shabbat Peh. But I want to show you the starting point. The starting point is a Mishnah Brura, again, Simon Shin Lamed. What we started with. Shin Lamed Beis, Shin Lamed Sim Beis, Kusis. We did the first half of the B'Alacha, we didn't do the second half. What does it say over here in the second half? Watch this. Linen Karoyim. We saw this yesterday. Karoyim. Look at the Ram and Bar Hetev. What does it say there? I feel the Ishmaelis. Mir Karoyim Mutter came in the Mitri Shabbos. Mogan Avram. The Karoyim kept Shabbos. And others disagree. Prima Gadra says, the Badava Shiesh Bachilu Shabbos, Chulam and Mechalim. When do you deliver the baby of the Karoyim? Because if it doesn't involve Chilul Shabbos, but if it does, then not. I feel it b'schar. I feel it the Chilul Rabbanon. The Ishtahak was a harbe. I am b'seva b'es meir b'chushu b'kivege and kamakon lazai. I told you already yesterday that the b'es meir received a letter from b'kivege. It's the only source that I know about where it's printed in his name. So let's analyze a little bit what this is all about. Again, we can't do everything I can't show on the screen. But b'kivege has been following you so. He says, at this moment, there's a moment I wrote in Simon Shin Lamed, Rabosai, Sivkotin Tesvov, who says that the status, listen carefully please, of what we do with in the situation of a fetus in the womb of such an individual, karois, will depend on the. No, take that back. Sivkon Tetzvav is a different case. It's Safek ben Shiva, Safek ben Shmona. So he says the status of Safek ben Shiva, Safek ben Shmona will depend upon the Mount 2 days in the Ramban that we saw in the Ran in the Sefer Yom was on the screen, I think last week already or earlier this week. What happens in the case in which the mother's life is not in danger at all? Even Michal Shabbos saved the life of the fetus. Some say yes and some say no. So the Magen Avraham says the same exact shaila applies to Safek ben Zayin, Safek ben Ches. Frekra b'kiveger doesn't understand the connection at all. There's no connection whatsoever. None. In the case of an Ubar, the child is as yet unborn. As yet unborn child, so then there's a question, Yimachal Shabbos to save that life. We spoke about the Netziv. The Netziv is the Kuf Samach Zayin. not mistaken, what the Netziv says, based on two Lashonos, just to review, the word Yidat, the Adina and the Rana Yuma, and the word Borer and Tosfos by Netziv Kufyudam and Beis, there's no Yibachai Behem, either by a fetus or by someone who's died, for Tchias HaMesim, and therefore you need Borer, Shabbos Achas, Shabbos Farabor, you have to have Borer. That's what it is, you saw. The Ramban is not even sure of that. Maybe not in Chal Shabbos at all. Save life of the fetus. The Ran at the end says, "That's a moot question. Any miscarriage is dangerous to the mother." Okay, but in principle, Rabbosim. So the Yibamad Avram links the question of the Sufik Benzayas of Ibn Ches with the question of an Uber. So Rabbi Kiveger has two questions. Number one, he says that Tinish and Nishba, you should serve him Bechal Shabbos, number one. And number two, he says no connection between the case of an Uber with his unborn child to someone who's already been born. Even though the question was whether it's Ben Zayin, Ben Ches. Those are his two kashas. Comes to Beis Meir and says like this, listen carefully. This child is lo yishmar shabbos harbe. In all likelihood. And even though Shmuel derived from Bechai Bahem, mistama lo polig ledina alatana shalomdim in Rishamu. And here, korov levade shal yishmar shabbos, in the case of a tinek shenishma levein agoy. Take captive. Karl Levade, he's going to live his whole life in a Christian community. Quote, Uchshadeno takifa likach ben amumeres legavi. Likvuleinu. If we're able to get him back, os toli b'machlokes. Okay. This child. Because then, have a Muberis. She's a Karor, so her life is forfeit. But she can have a child who's Tinech Shenishba. So can you be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of this child who we can snatch back at the Jewish hands? That's the Machlok is 2 days in the Ramban. Ad Kana Bosai. The Beis Meir's response to Rabbi Kiveger on the first point. Says Rabbi Kiveger back to him, he doesn't understand. What will happen, according to the opinion of the Rabbi Kuach Nefesh from Bris Mila? You saw all the sources. Bris Mila? What would you do to a Bris Mila? You wouldn't do a Bris Mila for Tinish Nishma on Shabbos? So Rabbi Kuach Nefesh also does on Shabbos. And V'chayim applies, even if, what? There's no Shmir Shabbos as Harbin. But the Beis Meir, but Bechila, you're wrong. You would not do the Bris on Shabbos. And he brings a Raya from the Mefurash Shach and Taz, in Yerodeus and Reish Samavav, who say that the child is Mugzok, the goal of Tarbis Ra, he will not do the Bris on Shabbos. We mentioned yesterday a little bit. Where the mother is Jewish, the father is not Jewish, or Karoi, whatever it may be. Chiddush Neira! You're not going to do a bris of a Jewish child on Shabbos? Yes, the best man. Don't blame me. Blame the Shach, blame the Taz. They said it first. Question is, did I lose all my tabs also?
No.
I get them back? Oh, Baruch Hashem, Rabosa. This is Gevaldik. We have left. Chodesh Baruch left us something. Okay, good. We have this one sefer. We'll have to spend more than 10 minutes. Let's focus for the next 10 minutes on this sefer. So we have. I wanted to share more in the other svarim, but we don't have it. Watch this. Okay. Rei b'sof ha-sever ba'orech v'chal ha-shabbos b'aneinu im yesh tinen shenishba. We'll get to that if you have time today or tomorrow. U'befrat she'shlitol she'esh k'sha'odem she'enu b'ches v'chal ha-shabbos b'aneinu. If you have tinokos v'yilodem she'enu b'gil mitzvah sol sabag im yesh v'cham chuliyam b'chayim la'atzalim t'gin Yisrael gomer. Fine. Tinen karoyim says the Mogan Avram v'chal ha-shabbos. Mit three Shabbos, we saw in Mishnah Berurah. That's only if there's no Chilul Shabbos. Not even a Drabbanan. Fine. What happened? Nechachu b'chilul Beis Meir. Nechachu b'chilul Shabbos b'chilul Mumeres Mumeres. Kivegen b'chal and Shabbos came and Ayelad who began a Tinsha Nishma and a Mumum. La Beis Meir in b'chal and came and Shorah mit Mumrim mistama yitama ben Akum. Play Sky b'chal and Shabbos 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 Harbein. Can I fuck him with dinner kibumba? Can I call an olaf? A hour 22 ba'orach. What's hour 22 ba'orach? 22 ba'orach. 22 ba'orach. It's only three lines. This thing is chock full with typos. I'm not sure you have 22 ba'orach. 22. What do you guys mean? It means one of these other footnotes. Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos. I wish I knew what he meant. 22 bar, 22 is Kotzer Mo'ed. Let's go further. Chuliyama Shamad at Kalo Dona la Karoyim, I wish Dimitri Shabbos Shal Torah. Vahaf Lehem, the Rabbah Poskim, Oschal Avura. Even though it was Manik for Dono Oschal Kanusin, as the Rambam said, if it was Gilan of his Mamrim, Minig of the same day, but to Kidonish in Israel. Abumumumum the Chal of Shabbos of Chuliyama, and the Chal of Atzalazo. Look at the end of the same of Barichus, Bismaneinu Rabosai. What is their status, Bismaneinu Rabosai? What's their status? Now, do I have to go? Let's go over here. Let's go to the side. Just try to go all the way down. I'm also watching. This is a fascinating analysis. We can't do the whole thing. Some of it. What's the name of my name? Watch. Ramba. B'nei ha-tztukim ha-karoyim sh'noldu b'minus b'godlu gidlu osam al-datam k'tinoka sh'nishvu gidlu al-dosam sh'uka'onis sh've gidlu al-tahusam v'ochsam d'akam v'sayim v'shatov l'fichach Royal the Hazir and Bitchuva, the motion, but Divay Shalom, as she Hazir, the Ace and the Torah, we admire Adam the Horgon. That's our gears. That's for what? But we never know Malin. Because if in the old days, they put into the pit. No more. But what about Kolatarakula, Yayanes, Shita, Eruv? Ram says nothing. Pirisha Mishnah is Machulin. Kolatukum be Ismano. Dina Kiminin Shkitosa Masura. Kapach it says, Hiskila Bekvira, Mezidin, Torah Reim Vineyem, Tinoka Shadishbu, therefore, Gam Shabu called Varav, Lane Yazeshal, the Horgon, Lol Shkitosan, no, Chuasam Perador, also the Hashna Beminion, Lo Asarv, Lo Shloshav, Lo Eruv, Fishaina Moda Bechir Zed, they don't believe in Minion, they don't believe in Eruv, you can't count them. Chodav Hashem Aminim B'chalusa in the staff of Bo. Chodav Hashem Aminim B'chiyuva B'chalusa Rashon in the staff of Imam Gah. Ram writes the name of the Gaonim. The Rashor El Nomel B'nei B'Shabbos. Kol Hecha De Gozalu Gezerta V'didan. V'ov L'mi L'priya Dilma Nafik Miznayu Zara Mahalya Pari B'tshuva. To the Brits, because they'll be about Tshuva amongst them. The Ram writes, you can't eat the Shechita. Because they treat it like Goyim Gemurim, Yein Amutter, they're not going to do about the Zara, fine. Good. Even Anusim, he still can't count them. It's an expression in Yerushalmi. Hun Solab command the oven. Not their fault that they don't believe, but they don't believe. So you don't punish them, but you can't count them. Eim Estav, Dabba Shabuk Dusha, Eim Aminimo. Lo Mahani Tam is Onus, Al Mash, Ehein Eim Akaimim. Molim B'Shabbos, B'Tanai, Mila Priya. And then he writes, watch this now. I can't show you the original because you don't have the access. You look up yourself. Tonight, Kofel and Mechupo, she calls that, she mall knows that, quote, calls man, she yasiru men ikshus per, ve azu sofa, me the dabe toa, al chak me hador. Shouldn't make fun of the Gdoli Hador. Ve yishmu piem, ve the slow tets, ve malik me divri, rabosei na kadoshim, chak me mishnah matalim. Comes Rabbi Kaufman says, Bizman hazeh, not so poshut. Rambam says, the chal shabbos paresio, dina kagoy lechol dvorov. And no, right? But he says, if you didn't have all the Torah, and then have a Chal Shabbos, it's Stuki. And those days, it's Stuki, we kept Shabbos. So they ain't my Arvin, Emo. Ain't the Mode Meir. But the Bible should be Yisrael, that kosher, do take on us. So it's in between it, not a full year, not Trina Kagoy either. Hooray. Ain't the Mode Meir, and we call him about the Rishus to Kisrael. In fact, the Beis Yosef is in the Chal Shabbos to Rabbana. And the answer, he says, all the Rabbanas, Tinish and Nishba, he says. The Mechazah quotes it from the Rambam, and it's not there, it's there in the Kapach edition. The other one was censored out. But Atka. Shulchan Aruch says also, Shit Behei, Stuki Bevata Rishus, Erev in the Molk, Erev in the Molk, Erev. Why? I'd Mechal Shabbos, Mir the Rabbanas, Onus, Masi Amosem Beudeim, Tinish and Nishba. But who was that? They ruled away no Erev. Just a bit of Rishus, you say, Dinuk Yisrael. It's not considered as a guy. But Erev Shema Makibo, Avishuk Onus, Lomahani. And Mishnah Brewer says so, and Sharatian says so. Avstuki Mechal Shabbos, and Ova Shus Rabbonon. The Rambam says, Lomahani, Mishnah Brewer Karom is in the Rishus. So you see that what? Machbas to Usam Nisgadlu, Al Pirkei Avosayim, Dinam could go to the Chol Devarim, I said Mishnah Brewer. Lechshav and Kemum and Chal Shabbos and Farhesa Kayom. Gam the Rambam Shis to him at first with Nashal Yem and Chal Shabbos Farhesa. Mishruv Har Makomos Kabi Karoim. Not a minion, Perador. They wrote Tzvillin is Pasuk, they wrote. Okay? Bialacha by Kusim, Karoim. Chazanish is an amazing word. What are you saying? Bizmanenu Aranusim. Bizman Hashas and Mizidim. The post was discussing the Shas. Tinek Shadish with Dinek Yisrael, Shirishus of Buteres, Shubacheska, Shim Yodi Eyu. If they'll tell them about Judaism, be Shadlimo, they'll work on him to Kiruv. Shayashi Veloyazin, Ofen Shapisha, Abosa, Vidach, Etsibu, Vinizgad, Lotor, Dinek Yisrael, Choldovar, Sarach Lomach Shiri, the Osa, Vino, Chosh, Amazin, Osam Shadinan, Dinek Onus. Zohar Erevu, Divra Abenu, the Chazanish, Sarech Li'i and Tuva. I feel that Beis Yosef Gufay Kosav, She'ein Eruv O Eruv, as the Rambam says. Mechabah B'shadishim Cholek, Shit Behei. Even though it's Anusim, only bit the Rishus, not to make an Eruv. The Rambam says, they don't believe it, you can't count them. What's going on? And here's the last thing for today, that quotation. It's in Bedek Abayis, the Beis Yosef, from the Rambam. Hakaroyim calls manch li yedavu sora al rabbonim lo yislos tu b'di rabbi sen kadoshim nochon lechavda b'lomu b'nei mafil b'shabbos heichad de gozol hu gzeira v'didan de lo nafuk min gavr malya do du tshuva rab haigo shach rab esal ashkenazi so we can't ene mafilis tabil chavu b'tayim we can't bother kids on Shabbos finished so rabbi's only matter to malim if they're molded to it. If they're not molded, we don't mold the kids. Is it the Karoim and not Kiddush and Nishma anymore? Okay. So the Mabit says and others that the Rambam said they're going to be Onesh. You don't kill him. So, okay. But you may mold the ribbis maybe. But they're not. Ain't the Nukhi Yisrael. We'll have to stop here because we're out of time. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk. Remember from Tarsach, finish up a little about Dinah Shanishba, and then we're going to go to other Inyanim about the Kolosh Shikur Sakha. Okay?
That is better than a kid.